Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cass, chilling as you shall. Father time was good, dog.
SinCityRadio.net.
We built this shit!
Sin City Radio.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Mission from God.
I was just bullshitting, man.
SinCityRadio.net.
Let me pass. Fool, they have to be pulling these hush puppies out your motherfucking ass.
SinCityRadio.net. SinCityRadio.net.
Sin City Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This your boy Cass, chilling as usual on a Wednesday, kicking back, relaxing, doing what we're gonna do like we always do about this time. So, Jane, what's up, baby?
Hello.
What's going down?
Oh, nothing. Just nothing much.
Okay. look at stuff. What's up with you?
Hey, y'all, what's going on?
No, I'm just chilling. Okay, we got the crew here. I see you out there, Slick Nick. I see you out there. All right, check this out, y'all. I might just ask this question. I've seen it, you know, I've been, you know, just pondering around in chat rooms and whatnot. Since when did it get to be a limitation on oral sex?
What?
Yeah, that's what I said. Where
you
stop the limitations on? Like, you can't come in a mouth, or She better you got to tell her before you come and all that. When did limitations get put on this?
I don't know, because if, I mean, if he come to your mouth and you don't want to swallow, you don't have to. You know, so that's a choice. You can always catch it but not swallow it, or, you know what I'm saying? It could come out and you never have to, you know, you don't have to. I mean, it's a choice. It's a choice.
You know? I mean, I'm just trying to figure out when did all this happen?
There's a lot of people out there who's like that, like, you know. There's a lot of women out there who like, shit, if I don't even like fucking your dick, much less dealing with your cum.
Okay. I mean, but I'm saying, I mean, I just never thought it would get to that point. I mean,
it probably started when it started becoming one-sided.
Okay. Can I elaborate?
You know, for years, I don't even know how many years. That's all was happening. Men getting their dick sucked. Dick suck here, dick suck here. All of a sudden, they don't want to eat pussy. Oh, now that's something they don't want to do. So then women start wagging up. Oh, I ain't going to get none. Well, I guess you ain't going to get none either.
Now, that's just being selfish.
Really, 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 a lot of men didn't want to do it in the first place. A lot of men, this was way back when, but a lot of men didn't even want to do it in the first place. They just did it because they wanted to get their dick sucked.
Well, you know what? Now, in that case, like, okay, let's say, for instance, yes, I was taught, I'm not going to lie, I was taught that it was tactic, you know, hey, you supposed to be doing that. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you, hey, we was taught that. But now, my thing is, okay, we will do it. And my thing is that y'all probably have come two times before y'all even act like y'all coming. Now, y'all done came two times and our mouth ain't said a word. But now, we gotta get ready. Here it come. And we got to let you cipher whether you want to take it or not. Come on, now. Then you got some motherfucker talking about, because, you know, I mean, me personally, I can be a head grabber. Like, when it's coming, I might grab your head. You know what I'm saying? Now, I got to worry about you biting down on me because you mad or something? That ain't fair. That ain't fair at all. I'm just saying, I don't think it's fair.
Well, I think it's something they just didn't want to do in the first place.
Well, if that's something you don't want to do, then why do it?
Because y'all would take a little bit, you know, instead of not taking nothing.
Yeah.
Why do just a little bit? Yes, I would. Y'all take that a little bit, and if she don't give it all to you, you'll be fine with that.
Okay.
You would be shitty, but that would mean you wouldn't take it.
Okay. Let's go to another scenario. What if you're on your menstrual? Now, you're on your menstrual, and I'm feeling horny.
Okay.
All right, now, shit, I'm like, all right, now, come on, now, you know, I need to come. I'm flat out, I need to come.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a different feeling from when, I mean, because you talk, now, you going down on me, and I'm about to come, and you just take it out your mouth and start jacking it off. That cheapens it. It's just not right.
Well, I mean, what do you want them to do?
You said what? I didn't hear that. What you said?
No, I said, what do you want them to do? If they don't like doing it, they just don't like doing it. I mean, you can't make people do something they don't want to do.
Okay, but now,
they're not
going
to do it right.
Okay, but what about the people that be like, I love to suck dick, I just don't want them to come in my mouth? Huh? That ain't that an oxymoron or something?
I don't know. Some people don't like the taste.
Okay, well, I eat more fruit.
Everybody ain't like you.
I'm just saying.
I don't know. I guess I'll be one of them people because I'm a very oral person, but it's only, you know what I'm saying, I'm not swallowing. Ain't but one motherfucker I'm swallowing for. So if I suck your dick, you know what I'm saying, I might not pull it out and start jacking you off to cheapen it. I'll ease into it. You know what I'm saying? You might be able to get it. That first little squirt, but then after that, I'm done with that, you know?
Oh, it's going to bubble on her mouth.
Right.
Then it's going to dribble out like she's sobbing.
Well, you know what I'm saying, just hurt your lips and let it, you know what I'm saying, just let it hit your lips. I mean, you know, you got people out there that like that. They just want to see it in your mouth or on your mouth, period. You know, so
okay,
I
can
deal with that.
Now, you know what? I could do a face shot because the face shot it does something to your ego. The face shot makes you feel,
I'm allergic. Mm-mm. I got skin allergies. I might break out.
Ain't this a bitch? Skin allergies. Really? Allergies. That's the story you stick to it, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it's happened before. I break out when foreign substances hit my skin.
Yeah, okay. I don't know about that one.
I have medical proof.
Yeah, you're going to have to show me. You're going to have to show me your medical proof. But I mean, because, man, I think.
You just can't come to my mouth. Fuck that.
I seen some shit where a motherfucker said, if you come in my mouth, I'm going to spit it back in your face. Oh, Lord. Man, do you know how we will be tussling?
Mm-mm.
Then I seen one. I would say, if you come in my mouth, I'm going to keep it on my tongue. I'm gonna jump up and tongue kiss you. Oh, why would you do that? That's just wrong.
Mm-mm. No, because you know what? Some people out there don't mind that. I've met someone who was like that. And, you know, I would never swallow anyway. But, you know, he liked me to, you know, let him do it on my mouth. And then he would kiss me afterwards. And I would be like, you know, that's your nut, right? But he liked it.
Did you ever think he was gay?
No, I never thought he was gay. I just thought he just really, it was kind of like the same concept that a woman feels like. If I can't taste me, why should you? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? If you put it in me and I might hop off of it and suck it, it's like, shit, I don't mind tasting myself. So
I don't think the man scenario quite worked that way.
I don't know how he felt about it. I never asked. I never thought that he was gay though. That never crossed my mind.
Did you still talk to him?
Did I do what?
I said, do you still talk to him?
every day.
Wow. And I mean, no. So wait a minute. Let me get this right. He wants the nut on his lips.
On my.
I mean, well, he not. Yeah, he nuts
on his lips.
It's
on her lips.
Mm-hmm. And then he want to kiss it off of you.
Yeah. I mean, not all the time, and not all of it. You know what I mean? Like I wipe my mouth, but then there's still remnants. There's still something there, and yeah, he kissed me.
No. What I'm saying is he nut on your lips, then he kiss you.
Yeah.
Wow.
If y'all nut,
yeah, it's a model.
If y'all nut.
What's that commercial? It don't work like that. None of this works like that.
I'm gonna like shit. I want you to taste it, so I say I don't know. I never asked.
And some of my knees ain't nut. Hell, sperm might be lacking.
What?
I say waste none of it.
They might need to drink it back now.
What?
Oh, goodness.
No, that ain't how that works.
Well, just say that that's something you don't like that you wouldn't do, but it's probably a lot of people that would. Mm-hmm. I mean, you in the moment. You fucking
suck
hair. It's fluids everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I'm just, all right. Lord.
That's
on
your
lip
and
kiss it off.
It's true.
I mean, do he tongue kiss it off? I mean, he just like, just rub his face in it. What the fuck does he do?
Hey. The whole, I mean, all of it. Shit. All of that. Everything you just said.
Okay. You know what? It's very few times that I get speechless, but that right there just made me speechless. I mean, God damn. Hold on, man. Shit. We got a new caller. Sexy, what's happening?
Double standard. That's a double standard. I'm sorry.
Okay, and now please explain to me, how is this a double standard?
You said that you can't kiss her after she done sucked in. Even if she do or don't swallow, you can't kiss her.
No,
it ain't like
on.
He's licking the damn nut off her mouth. It's just a kiss.
No. See, that's what. See, she's saying he is doing that.
He licking it?
Yeah.
I thought you said he kissed her.
No,
okay.
Even if he is licking it. So what, when you, after you finish, or, you know, a man, a woman, you know, y'all finish and then y'all take it out and then we suck y'all dick again, what's the difference?
It's a lot. I'm sorry. Yes, it is.
Like, ugh, I can't kiss you because you got my nut on you. That sounds crazy.
No, yes. Yeah, no, it don't. Okay, hold on now.
Standard.
Get me out. Okay, you call it what you want. But down here, and now I'm sit there, you know, you sucking, and you say, well, I don't want to swallow, but you can just nut on my face. Now, I just nut all over your lips. Now, all the nut is still on your lips. It's just running down your mouth and everything. No, I'm sorry. I'm not. Go on, wipe yourself off. Go on, Nana, man. Go on.
I think they call it the milkshake or something.
I don't give a fuck. It ain't bringing me to the yard.
My sister told me they call it the milkshake. But you know what? I know a lot of men that's like that. So I'm just bringing light to the subject. To me, it's a double standard. I mean, black men are not gonna do it. Well, I don't know. Maybe some will, but.
Yeah.
Well, you got a good one. She got a good one that does it then.
I don't see nothing wrong with it. So y'all don't look at that as
no. It's no different than, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? If he just got finished eating me, you know what I'm saying? And he'll come up and kiss me. It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
That's different.
But you got women out there who don't like that either. You got women out there who's like, you know what I'm saying? After you done been down there, don't come up here and kiss me, like, immediately.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, wipe it off on the sheets or, you know what I mean? You can wipe it off on me, but don't just come kiss me like that. I never swallow for him, so I don't know. But
I've yet to run across a woman that said that. But, I mean, okay. I mean, if there's something out there, I'm not doubting it, but.
I mean, Butter is one of the women. Butter said, you know what I'm saying, after you done been down there, don't come up and kiss her with her own juices on your lips. She said that. And you got a lot of women that's like that. Me personally, I don't mind because, like me said, I mean, we doing what we doing. It's liquids and fluids and shit. It's secretions everywhere. So, you know, it's no different to me than. If we grind and we doing it, you know what I mean? And then you pull out and stick it in my mouth. I mean, I got all that shit in my mouth anyway already.
Right. Oh. It's a part of you. And sometimes
okay,
that
so,
makes it feel better.
Okay, so, that, I mean, all right, then let me just ask y'all. So you mean to tell me, let's just say you're at work, and, you know, you thinking, you know, you're feeling kind of horny. So you saying a visual, your man with nut running down his mouth is a turn on?
No,
because we're not talking about spitting. We're not talking. You know that's nasty. We don't fuck around like that. That's spitting shit.
It's different.
It's the kiss. It's not gonna be dripping down his face. You know what I'm saying? It's not like that.
Why
and then
wouldn't?
The shit drives so fast.
Because it isn't. And, I mean, that's coming from experience. I've seen it. I live it. So I know that that's not what happened.
Okay.
Every man doesn't come the same. Every man's nut is not the same. Some of them is thick. Some is thin. Some is clear. Some is cloudy, sun. I mean, it's not all the same.
I don't care if this shit come out and tastes like fruit punch. I'm not doing it.
She done gave a whole background analogy of nuts.
Right. Okay. I'm glad to see that you're a connoisseur of that type of thing. But nevertheless, okay, I mean, so y'all in the...
I've just embraced my nastiness, and I like my nastiness. It's just certain shit that I only do, you know.
Right, you can't do it everything with everybody.
No, you can't, and you don't, and I don't.
Okay, so y'all all in agreement that's okay.
We don't see nothing wrong with it, you know.
Right.
If you like down there licking me or a man down there licking and having pleasure, and I'd be like, ooh, let me taste it, that's a turn on for you or the
right.
man.
Yeah, it is.
So, I mean, what's the difference?
The difference
is it's just
is,
not a turn on for
that.
You. It's not your thing. I understand.
But it might be a turn on for the woman. I mean, it ain't like you putting it in a cup
exactly.
and drinking it or nothing.
Right.
Okay, so.
Ain't nobody asking you to slurp it up like you want me to slurp it up. I'm just saying, you know what I mean?
If you're drinking it like it's a cup of milk, man, that's something different.
Right.
<I'm>, Okay, so now today, let me ask you something. That would be a turn on to you.
What if you just kiss me or something?
Yeah, if I've done it all on your lips and I came and kissed you, that'd be a turn on to you.
Yeah.
I mean, the first time it happened, I thought it was weird. I was like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "Wait a minute, let me wipe my mouth up, you know."
Oh God, no, man, that is horrible.
Think about it. If you come to kiss me, I'd just be thinking about the kiss. I wouldn't be thinking about all this shit on my face.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
You know, but like, right. Oh, you got nothing on your face. So what is yours?
Okay, so when I pull back, y'all see that nut just on my face. That's still a turn on.
Nobody looking for it like that. You think it's
shit? No.
Yeah, he got nut all over his mouth.
That's my whole point.
But that's not what's going through her mind. That's not what's going through her mind.
Exactly.
In her mind, you know what I'm saying, especially if she was fortunate enough to climax too, she's not thinking about that. If she's basking in the moment, she don't give a fuck.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You both got to go to the restroom and, you know what I'm saying, clean up, clean off anyway. So, I mean, you're
going to I'm in that motherfucker scrubbing my face like, hey, like I did. Oh, hell no.
Okay,
see,
so
I don't
you know where the restroom,
like
that's what Tracy is saying, is the double standard. It's like, you don't mind if the shit is in my mouth, on my face, down my throat.
But see, you know what? That. No, I don't. I mean, but that's where it's supposed to go.
Oh, okay. It came from you, though. It's yours.
But now I gave it to you, so now it's yours.
Nah, we sharing. We in this bed.
Nah. I didn't have it.
So let me ask you.
I didn't have it.
Let me ask you this, Chad. Okay. Has there ever been a time, or would there ever be a time where, you know what I'm saying? You fucking, and then you pull out and you lick on her.
You said, then wait a minute, say that again.
You fucking, and then you pull out and you start eating on her. Would there ever be a time, or has there ever been a time when you did that?
What, have I came already?
No, we just in the middle.
But there's pre-cum, I mean, you still letting off something, even though it's not the, you know what I'm saying, it's not the nut yet.
Look here. I've been fucking, and yeah, I have done that. But I'm not, no, when that load come out, nah, you on your own now. I'm not doing it. I'm sorry.
Think it was nasty. I would probably really be turned off if he came, you know what I'm saying, on my pussy and then licked it off. Now, that would probably turn me off.
That just don't sound right.
Exactly. But,
okay, so
you know,
I mean, now I got to play devil's advocate. What's the difference?
I mean,
that don't sound right. Listen to it.
Yeah.
Nothing that you're saying right now sound right to me, but hey, I'm just going with it.
You ain't just afraid of your own nut, but I would think you weird if you go down there and start licking it. Okay, what the fuck is going on here? He just came in and it's all over me and he licking me. I'm going to think like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Right.
But you won't think about it if he didn't nut it on your face and he licking it off your face. You don't think nothing wrong with that?
Nobody did. It's not like that.
It's just in a heat in the passion or a heat in the moment kind of thing.
You know what I'm saying?
That was a kiss. You know what I'm saying? It's like that congratulatory kiss.
He just reached over and kissed me. I mean, it's not like
I congratulate you when you come out the But no, see, that's the thing. You saying he do that. He do all that.
I mean, he has. It's not, like I said, he has. Yes, he has done
you
that.
Said he had. Okay, so that, now, see, now, first you said that he is laughing it up. Come
on. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Well,
oh, my goodness.
I got to say, oh, my goodness, I didn't say that. I said, well, I got something that's probably deeper than that. I know a story, and the girl was telling me how the guy was, like, licking her, and she was on her period. And I'm like, who's nasty, or you or him? Y'all both some nasty motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Did he know?
He knew. Yeah, he knew she was on. Well, at least that's a lie she said, if it's a lie. But she was like, he just was getting down. He said, did he like it? He liked it. He told her to go wash up. Yeah, he knew.
Well, that has happened plenty of times.
Yeah, that's happened.
Oh, sex? Why you on your menstrual?
And not just sex, for oral sex. And, you know, I was, you know, like you said, go wash up real quick, you know what I mean? And do, so we put the towel down, and then, you know, he didn't go like he would normally, but it was just quick action. But I was still, you know what I'm saying, I was still menstruating, and, yeah.
Okay, fucking is one thing, but your mouth? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
I just thought, well, shit, I'm spoiled. I guess I was just spoiled. Mm-hmm. Right, this is really good. Oh, my man, shit, I don't know.
I guess people don't care. I mean, you ain't going to kiss me afterwards. That's what you do.
My situation, like I said, it
you
was just to yourself. It was just quick action. It wasn't no, you know what I mean, no detailed work like normal. It was just quick action.
It's like a heavy flow, and you down there, he down there eating and licking and stuff. A real heavy flow, or was it like all four, whatever?
It wasn't like right in the middle. It might have been like maybe
almost
the first, second day, or maybe toward the end of
the song. Okay. Now, I mean, I can understand it because it's just spotting at that point. It's not really a flow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
just go wash up and then, you know what I mean, you put a towel down and then you get up and it ain't nothing, you know, it wasn't none of that.
Mm.
It wasn't no murder scene type of shit.
I could understand, like, fucking, but damn.
And you know what, though?
Yeah.
I mean, I did have a story, though, but it's not funny. It was funny to me. But I didn't know. I didn't know it had came on. And usually, you know, we know the time of month we coming on, but actually it came on way earlier than normal. And he was down there, he was just like, dang, you really wet. Because I'm always wet anyway. And you know it's dark. And then, you know, he's on the map. He was like, he came out like a zombie.
Okay. That's too much.
Too much. Okay, thank you.
Oh, my God.
You know what,
Cass
ain't
said?
He ain't said nothing since we brought up the P word. He like, I ain't saying shit. He's a typical ass man. I don't care about no damn period. I don't want to know about no period. Y'all leave that shit inside y'all damn body. He ain't saying no word.
I had to slowly slide out the hotel. Oh, well, I'm gonna go now.
I think I should go. I think I should go take care of this little situation. But I mean, sex, you know, penetration to penetration. Well, I miss that. Was like the best orgasm I've ever had in my life. The first time. I felt like pure silk. I felt like pure fucking silk. I was like, oh my goodness. I can just slide home. I don't even have to drive. I can just glide on to the crib.
Okay, we got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
What's good, fam? Just call to give love to Sin City. I don't got that much time, so I just wanted to call and say what's up.
What's happening, dog?
Shit.
Oh my God.
I missed the conversation.
Yeah, I'm glad you did.
I got maybe 2 minutes, man.
You know what, dog? I'm gonna tell you, just be quiet and just listen, because this conversation ain't for us. This conversation ain't for us at all. I ain't said that in the past 5 minutes, dog. This conversation ain't for us. Hold on, man. Let me ask you something, dog. Let me ask you before you get off here. All right, you with your girl, right?
Yeah.
All right, she go down on you. She's sucking you off. She tell you to just come on my face. So you just come all on her lips, and she reach up and kiss you. With a nut on her lips. What do you do?
I'm gonna smack that bitch in the motherfucking mouth. You got your rubbing ass mind. Bitch, you better go in there and wash your motherfucking face.
Oh my goodness. It's your but stuff.
I don't give a rat's ass. I'm not gonna drink my own pee. I don't lick my own toes. I don't lick my own toes, and I don't suck my own dick. So what the fuck? I wanna taste my own shit.
You know what? You broke it down to me.
You know what? Now, and this is a rarity. But hey, me and Wick finally on the same page.
I'm just saying, though, man.
They telling me a lot of men like that, and I'm like,
why you bull crapping? I know a dude that I just did a job with. He just said some shit like that. Yeah, bitch, and spit it back in my mouth. We was like, what?
I'm about to call the fuck up.
He was like, what the hell?
Boy, you just made me
agree. That is some nasty shit. That's some shit right there where, nigga.
Now, being the devil advocate right there. Wait a minute, but being the devil advocate, what's different from him kissing you with his nut all on your face? I know you just spit some of it around already anyway. So
I mean, I can't look at
it.
But what's different from it? Spitting.
Me myself, I will let you know. Any female on here, if we ever have sex and you tell me to come on your face and you try to kiss me, I'm going to punch you in your fucking face. So don't be mad at me. I'm just letting you know here, right now. Is no disrespect to you. It's more, you know, because I don't beat women no more. I don't like touching women like that. But if you put your
hand
on my neck,
I know.
I'm just being honest. No more. Yeah, back in the day, I was one of them stupid ass knuckleheads.
Well, okay. I'm glad you got that out, man. Because I actually agree with you wholeheartedly, man. I was about to say,
I know you do some freaky shit, Cass. I hope you didn't do no shit like that.
I'd rather for her to be a squirter
and squirt on me. Squirt, you know, just don't squirt in my mouth. Because I don't know if that's piss or goddamn regular shit. Just squirt. You can squirt on me, but don't. Not in the mouth.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to go on record to say I'd rather take my chances with that than that come. I'm sorry. I'd rather take my chances.
Yeah. Oh,
If they say let her squirt in your mouth, or you kiss the cum off her mouth, just get the squirting. I'd rather take the squirt. I agree with you on that one, Kev.
I'll take
a face full of it before I do that.
I might as well be like you for a scary movie. I don't need you. I could do my own shit. If I'm doing all that, I'm just saying. That's kind of disgusting. Something wrong with you, then you would
definitely think it was completely crazy to know that, you know, I didn't reach up to kiss him. He kissed me voluntarily.
All right, y'all, I'm gonna have 5 more minutes. Y'all gonna get me in trouble. But I'm gonna have 5 more minutes because this conversation getting goddamn good.
I mean that's fucked up because dog.
Hey, I miss the Sin City. I miss y'all.
He reached up to kiss her after he nutted on her lips. Did he
try to do the American me? Did he flip you over afterwards?
Hey, that was the thing. Is he gay?
Wait. See, Cassie, you got to be careful what you say. I watched that Boondocks, you know. You can't say gay too much no more. That's new racial.
No, I didn't say he was gay. I asked, is he gay? That's what I asked. I asked, was he gay?
I think something wrong with him. Because if he like that, he like the only person. Yeah, something wrong with him.
But now hold on, Wick. Hold on. They said they know a lot of guys.
I got a mutual partner in here. I'm gonna ask him. Kill him. If you nut in a bald face and she reach up and kiss you in the face, wait a minute, let me put him on speaker.
If you nut in a bald face and she reach up and kiss you in your face and your lip, what you gonna do?
You gotta let him in your ass.
I wouldn't even let it get that close.
And there you go. Thank you, brother. Thank you for giving the male's answer. Thank you.
He just saying that. He took too long.
I was just saying, man.
He just saying that because he was on the radio.
I'd rather
for you to sit on my face than goddamn fucking.
All men are going to say that when they're in front of other men, but they don't do that when they bad themselves with their woman.
Janine, my future ex wife, I'm telling you the truth here. I love you to death. And if we get there, I got that nugget all over your face. Either I'm going to punch you in the face or I'm going to choke your ass out.
You said your future ex-wife.
Girl.
Okay.
Wow. Oh,
yeah, that's my future ex-wife.
Wow.
Just remember, we never woke up for the sex thing. It'll be for all other shit.
You bring pussy home.
I like that.
Hey, Wick. Probably because you punched her in the face because she reached up to try to kiss you.
Oh, hell nah, bitch. Hey, hell nah. I want a divorce today. You done lost your mind.
It's divorce time now.
Why? You disrespected me. We got the divorce right back.
I'm serious. I mean, let's just see in your chair. You're in your chair at work, and you. I mean, that plays in your head. Him reaching, pulling his head back, and you seeing nut all over his lips. You'd be like, ooh, that's a turn on. I'm like, no.
Oh, yeah. On that one, old man, I got to get out of here, man. Hey, love being here, y'all. Y'all motherfuckers crazy.
Ain't they crazy?
And I'll hit you again, old man. Peace.
All right, Doug. That's not how this works.
It's a turn on for us. It might not be a turn on for you, but it's a turn on for us. You can't make what's a turn on and what's not a turn on. It just
You know what? You're right. You're absolutely
right. You can't send me no picture of that. Now, if we're in the heat of the moment, then that's something different. But don't be sending me no picture. No, hell no. Don't do that. You could send me a dick shot. I mean, okay, I could do that. And even if you know some nut coming out on you coming, I could do that. But you got nothing come out of your mouth. Oh hell no! Don't send me no picture, no nasty shit like that. Because at that point, that's not turn on. Right.
You a picture with nut coming out his dick, and he got his mouth open.
Hey, I'm like old girl on motherfucking How High. I don't think this gonna work.
They're one of them pictures. You looking over your shoulder like, what the fuck?
Wow.
Yeah.
All of you.
But my whole thing is, it's still the same thing. So, let's just say, for instance, y'all did that, and you accidentally snapped the picture of him. And now he sent this picture to you. But this that picture of him right after he kissed you. Oh, now you don't want to see it.
No,
that ain't no
like
turn on.
No, like she said, in the heat of the moment, when it's all going down, and we still, you know what I'm saying, and we finna lay up and go to sleep like that.
Right.
And
exactly.
It's a private, intimate moment between us.
Thank you.
Ain't that intimate in that? Because I'm going to be sitting there like, ain't that intimate about this. I'm telling you, you cannot cuddle up next to me after you. Just move. Get the fuck away from me. I know you just didn't do that. I know you just didn't kiss me in my motherfucking mouth with nut on your mouth. No, you didn't.
Oh, wow.
You cannot rub me, baby, but it was an intimate moment. I'm sorry. And I got to be real with y'all, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to call you a bitch. Bitch, ain't nothing intimate about this. Ain't nothing intimate about this. I got nut on my lips. Nut don't have me on no man's lips. No, it's not intimate.
I can understand. But you know what? We women, we learn to live with a lot.
And then I could see y'all using that against me somewhere down the line. Oh, you're probably at your boy house sucking dick. You know you like nut on your lips anyway.
You know what?
There you go. Now I got to shoot you.
That is too much.
Wow.
Only your ass.
Okay, especially if you get into an argument and she's standing in front of one of your friends.
Hold on. Let's dip this in the butt right now. You said only I would think that. Let's call a spade.
No.
Janine, would you say it?
If it was me and you, yeah, I probably would.
There you go. See? Okay, thanks. Would you say it?
Say what?
What? Like, just say if me and you get into an argument. Would you ever bring up the fact?
No. I wouldn't say that. That because that's not what I'm thinking about at the time. I'm thinking about what we arguing about. So I ain't gonna call you no dick sucking. I mean, no.
See,
I'll say it if I ain't had no dick in a minute.
I
ain't going on around here.
I don't give a fuck what the reason is behind it. The end result is me fucking you up.
Oh really?
I wouldn't say nothing like that.
Man.
Oh,
and see, I know y'all women got that shit bad. Y'all get that last word. Oh, my God. I would just put my head down like she did not just say this. She did not just say this. Oh, my God. Lord help me.
Y'all are the only people I have ever shared that information with. I bet not never see him standing on the pool pit. Taste the wine with me, brother.
No, you're I'm going to pass on this one, Reverend.
I can't stand it.
Hey, I got to tell the good Reverend I got to pass on this one.
So since you brought up church, have you ever did any, have you ever had sex in church?
No.
I haven't had sex in church.
You did, Janine?
Well, listen, you, you went to the wrong church.
y'all going to hell. Oh, my God.
You have to be careful.
The devil is a motherfucking lie.
I mean, I'm in the choir war room.
Girl, you know, all them things on them choir robes, one from their food they was eating.
I heard this today. I never even thought about sex at church. Oh my God! And somebody want to have sex in church? That's some shit. That's some wild shit.
Okay, now I ain't gonna say I ain't think about it. I just thought I couldn't get away with it, but I did.
No, I ain't never even thought about sex at church. You be scared God gonna get you. You don't think like that.
Okay,
he shouldn't let Miss Jenkins come in with that dress on. Mr. Jenkins is cheating on the two. Shit, Miss Jenkins coming in looking good in the motherfucker.
All right, look, let me throw a twist in there just to play devil's advocate since we're all doing that tonight. it depends on, do it depend on why you at the church? Like, you're not necessarily at the church on a Sunday for, you know what I'm saying, Sunday service. Maybe you just at the church because it's, family church night, just out at the church. You know what I'm saying? Where we got bingo night.
And you're fucking in church. You can't remove that. You're fucking in church. It's a church. It's a holy sanctuary. And they sitting up here talking about they were fucking in church, literally. I never heard of no stuff like that in my life.
I'm gonna tell you, I would rather do it while the preacher's talking. I want to hear his sermon. I just want to hear. And you know how everybody get the yes, yes, praise him. That would make me go harder because I'm thinking they talking to me. Yes, Lord. Get it.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is wild.
Six. In the name of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Six. I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, Lord. Only in Sin City can we say stuff like
that.
I know. People got caught fucking in the parking lot before they even get into the church, okay?
Okay, I can understand
a parking lot. But church, I'd be too scared. Forget that God ain't getting me. Now, if it was my husband, being okay. But, and then I would
Sunday
really,
school,
really have to be.
That's what y'all. Hold on, I think we done offended some people. I just seen people hanging up like, oh, Lord, baby. Oh, Lord. Lord,
you know
no.
That. Damn it, they done went too goddamn far.
They fucking up church.
Oh, I'm finna have all kind of hate mail tomorrow. You are the devil himself. Hate mail is the best mail.
That's the best. That's the best. You got to live with it. The constructive criticism is the best, so.
And it makes for good radio next week whenever we do.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, they go.
Oh,
I
God.
Wonder
they
what this
got
song.
Caught fucking the church. That's why they hung up. They got caught. That's what it is.
I wonder what this son of a bitch gonna say next week because he is off the chain.
Oh
Yep. And these people will never, ever, ever push one. They'll never push one, but they'll always be listening.
Oh, man, that is crazy.
Whenever you get to it, I'm going to call in on a little something. You know, you might not know, because let me tell you what Reverend Jose do. He don't go to no liquor store. Of course not. He orders his liquor online, and he has it shipped to his house in an unmarked package, so that nobody is none the wiser. And I'm going to let you in on a little something. He's not buying one or two bottles. Oh, no. He's getting the case. And he's doing the same shit you're doing, just you don't know what that
is. And the thing about it, God is the only person that really matters. Who cares if somebody else see you with a bottle? God is the person. You don't, if that's who you're trying to, you know, that's who you're supposed to be trying to impress. But wow. I just never heard that, and that's why I just brought it up. It's just really shocking to me. I never, ever thought about sex at church. I mean, even a lot of the scriptures, I mean, not scriptures, but the sermons that the pastor preached, they don't even try to touch on sex because it's so controversial. And being a kid in there, oh, hell no. I ain't talking about nobody fucking. So I ain't never heard of it. So when I heard it,
I'm not going to talk about it to the kids, but I'm damn sure going to whisper to Brother Johnson, "You see what Sister Jenkins got on?" Yes, I will. Fuck it. Uh-huh.
Well, and you know what? Especially nowadays,
amen,
because you know what I'm saying. Shaquita and them, they left the club and came to church, so she got on the same Hoochie Mama outfit she had on, you know. And they're not there for that, so it's easy now.
A lot of times they forget that they're getting dressed for church and they think they're going to club. Oh, I didn't forget to put on my panties. Damn, I'm in there.
Exactly.
I didn't miss. You ain't forget. You knew I was coming. Can you pass me that Bible? No, you pick up that Bible. Pick it up. Yeah.
Oh, Lord. I just never thought about sex at church.
You know, we did a lot of shit at church. We, especially my age group, we did. And we had, even the older men, we were teenagers, and the older men would be looking at us, trying to talk to us and stuff like that. So it was always inappropriate. And that was my mindset growing up with church. You know, wherever you go, whether it's in church or outside the church, you're going to have inappropriate people in there. And, but the thing about it, you know, I still was trying to have, you know, my kids have church instilled in them and stuff like that. But I had to stop my kids from going completely when I found out they had a pedophile at church. I said, you know what, that's just too far. I can't do it no more. If I want my kids to be around sinners like that, then I could raise them out on the streets. And they'll be better off than going to the damn church. So that's what it is.
I just didn't know people actually fuck in church. That's my thing. Didn't know they actually fuck in a church.
So then you ain't never went to a church and seen some man like, "God damn, Brother Jones is looking real good today. That suit fitting on him right. Boy, I'd like to take him down right about now." That never crossed your mind.
No, not at church.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm not going to sit here and lie.
We were in church from Sunday to Saturday. I never thought about, like, getting busy with nobody at church. Now, yeah, you have your little kitty crushes on the kid that's your age, but not nothing like, "Ooh, I want to fucking church." That's what I'm talking about. People actually fucking in church, in the basement, in the bathroom.
If I could have got it down there, yeah. But she never won't go.
Wow. I just never heard of it, and it's just shocking to me. I'm not saying people don't do it and they don't think about it. It's just I never thought about people really doing it. So if I would have saw somebody or something inappropriate, I'm going to be like, "Ooh, you know, shit, who do that shit?" But at the same time, people do things like that every day. And
okay,
everywhere,
you know what I
obviously.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to help you out. What church you go to?
Well, lately I've been visiting one church here, but
You go on Sunday?
Nigga, I don't need you to meet me at church. You gonna be in? No. No. You ain't fucking me at no damn church.
I'm gonna throw all kind of signs to you. Hey, hey, hey.
The devil is a liar. I ain't going to hell. Not for that. Let me go to hell on my own reasoning. We can fuck after church. We can fuck before church. But I ain't fucking
so
your ass in church. No. No.
You really think that one reason gonna save you? But I didn't fuck at church.
No,
yeah. Let's go.
No. I'm just not doing it at church. That's a holy ground. I just got
girl,
my leg.
Turn it around. No, back to the
right. You said he tried to push. But I didn't fuck
but
at church.
But it
wasn't
in the church. It wasn't
inside.
I see you. I see you. Amongst your... amongst your list that you never did. You never did fuck in church, okay? I see that, but that discretion and that discretion.
Hey, you know what? Hey, y'all, I don't mean to get, but I heard something that was funny to me. It was funny to me. The guy told me, he said, come judgment day, Jesus is going to be your lawyer. I said, he's going to be who lawyer? He said, Jesus is going to be a lot of you lawyers. I was like, well, shit, he going to fuck around, look at a couple of these motherfuckers, like, hold on, we going to get you a public defender. Judas, bring your ass up. Man, that dude looked at me and was like, you motherfucker, if you ain't going to hell with gasoline draws up. I thought it was funny. He didn't think it was too funny.
He's like, I can't do that for you.
It's gonna be a lot of motherfuckers. He gonna be like, I'm gonna let Judas have this. Judas, come on out. Judas gonna come out bashing, slapping.
Hey, you know, homeboy went to the car, he grabbed that cross, and he said, I'm going to pray for these niggas.
Okay, you know what? I don't say, hell, it's called Sin City. Ain't called Sin City for nothing. We go over the top there. I mean, everybody else laughed, but he looked at me like, man. And I found it to be so damn funny that I actually couldn't stop laughing. He was like, you really thought that joke was funny? I was like, yeah, that was the best joke I've told for a long time. And dude was so serious. He's like, because you know Jesus is going to be your lawyer. No. How do you want going to have a public defender named Judas? She's going to be like, oh, man. Wait a minute. I mean, your file is a little bit too thick. We're going to have to get fucking finished with you.
I just can't.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Now, check this out, y'all. I seen something else today. Now. All right. I was saying, and it said, why is it that when it's two women and a man, it's a threesome? But if it's two men and a woman, it's a gangbang. Now, me personally, I don't look at it as nothing. I just look at it as you're having a good time. But, I mean, we do. I mean, society do. Like, kind of like put a bad rap on. Oh, damn, she fucked two of them. Oh, she a hoe. You know, and the man, like, you fucked two of them. Oh, he the man. I know, ladies, I know y'all get a bad rap for that. So, for me, Sin City, I'm not going to call you a hoe. I'm just going to say, come on over here with me and my partner. And we good.
Wow.
I don't consider two men a gangbang. You need three plus for that.
Right.
You know what? I haven't heard the terminology in so long, so it's like, oh, who cares? You know, it is what it is at the end of the day.
And
man, that's just a term, you know. Of course,
exactly.
People look at it being derogatory, but it's just a term. You getting pounded by triple dicks?
Sometimes the shit look like it's easy, but I ain't doing that shit. That shit look like it hurts.
Oh my goodness.
But now I am, and I mean now y'all call me crazy. I am. I've never wanted to like experience that the whole. But one fucking in the dick, one got a dick in the pussy, one got a dick in the ass. I've always just felt like that me and that man would be too close to each other, you know. Like, nah, we too close to each other, that bro. If your balls, your nuts rub across me, we got a problem. Hey, you son of a bitch, you didn't kill my erection. So I'm just. Man, but
so even between an anus and a vagina, it's just a little thin wall. So if y'all hands
exactly.
are going to be touching, even though it's not, you know, that thin
exactly.
wall is there, but you can feel that penetration.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's what I heard.
Oh, that's what you heard?
And then after people that's like, what oh, dick was rubbing up against my dick.
Right. Oh, no. Oh, oh.
And
they
got out in the street.
Hey, man, I'm feeling this motherfucker moving. Now I'm moving. No. I'm all right with that. You stay in the front. I'm going to stay in the back, and we can switch around. And that's how we do that. I'm not doing all that extra shit.
Mm-mm.
I'm just saying. But not, oh, I mean, I don't, but shit. You know, I don't think. Now, okay, it was said that, I mean, I seen that a woman said she wants to try it, but she's straight. I mean, she's just curious. Is that a good terminology for it? Well, I'm just curious.
Yeah.
To be honest, I think
a lot of them.
I think that
okay.
it wasn't a full statement personally. I think it was some stuff left out of the statement because you ain't kissing no girl and liking it, and that's all y'all doing.
Okay, but now my thing is this. All right, well, okay, maybe she did kiss her, but she could be called curious, right? Now.
Yeah.
And like I said, I'm just throwing devil's advocates out there. But if a guy said, well, he's curious, well, he's bisexual, he's a fag by far. I mean, seriously, can your man walk up to you and say, I just
no.
want to try it?
Uh-uh.
Exactly.
Okay,
see?
I see what you're saying. I'm like, you gay.
Exactly. Baby, it was just a one-time thing.
And I probably wouldn't say that to him, but I'd be like, you a fucking fag. And I see what you're saying. I see exactly what you're saying. I didn't look at it from that point of view.
All right. Well, Jadeen, what about you?
Then if you're thinking about doing something like that, you're not just curious. And that's the whole thing. People use that a lot, and they say they're curious. But I think all it boils down to is people want to do it. They just
mm-hmm.
don't know how to get started with doing it. Or,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're afraid of what people will think of them for
mm-hmm.
doing it. You see what I'm saying? So really, that's just a term they made up. It's really people that really want to do something that they're just scared to try to do.
Of course,
if a man say that, you know, you really like men. You see what I'm saying?
Right. I agree with y'all. If a man say, if are we sitting there, and me and my dude sitting there, and he like, well, you know, homie, shit. You know, man, I mean, those real nigga shit. But, you know, I mean, shit, nigga. You know, you've been knowing me forever. But you know, man, shit, I just felt that one day, man, shit, you know, I probably fucked up, but shit, I just felt like getting fucked in the ass to see how it felt. Nigga, if you don't get your motherfucking ass away from me, I'm about to kill you. No, but my nigga, for real, I just wanted to try this shit. I was just curious. Nigga, if you don't get your ass away from me, I'm finna hurt you. You're not finna sit here and tie no car. But see, a woman can sit there, girl, I just wanted to try it. Well, how was it? Did you like it? And girl, I don't know. You don't know. Okay, really?
I guess it's just a day for double standards. Good, that was a good point of view.
I mean, think about it. And like, I will even go this far and say, okay, if my girl come to me and say, well, baby, I have tried it. You know, me and her, we was doing this and we doing that. I'm not going to lie. My dick going to be getting hard the whole time you talking to me. Yeah, for real. She coming over today? When she coming over today, right? Now, think about it now. Motherfucker that called you from the past, and they say, now, it's a dude. He, you know, this your dude. Y'all sitting at pillow talking, and, yeah, well, you know, me and Harold, but that was only one time. You know, me and Harold got fucked up one night off that Molly. And shit, before I knew it, shit, he was jugging all up in me. And you gonna be like, is you crazy? I mean, you not gonna be like, that's not gonna turn you on, is it?
Hell nah.
Right.
Like, so for real, man. Nigga?
Why you talking to him? Got the little put his clothes on and shit. Packing his shit up for real. Let me help you get your shoes on.
That's fucked up.
Say, don't you ever bring your ass back over here again. Get that Chris Jericho. I mean, ever come back over here again. You know what I'm saying? I do believe that we do go through a lot of double standards in life, but shit, come on now. I mean, some of them just going to be what they're going to be. I'm not finna try to change. I mean, because shit. I mean, hell, I will look at a woman. Okay, well, maybe she just wanted to see what it was. But, yeah, if a dude come tell me, yeah, this motherfucker's a punk.
I mean, a lot of women who say they're curious, they didn't been fucking women they all for years. You trying to act like they still curious. Mm-hmm. Bitch, you is just bisexual.
Right. When does the curiosity wear off? Bitch, you been curious for 6 years now. I ain't bisexual. I was just curious. Wait a minute. You've been eating pussy for 6 years. You talking about you just curious? No, bitch. You like pussy.
Okay.
Curious is that one time and you tried it in. Okay, I tried it. Alright, whether it was good or not, whatever the decision was, okay, that shit not happening no more. Now, you 6 years into this shit, or whenever that certain somebody come over, y'all just get down. No, motherfucker. It ain't that.
Exactly.
I guess. You know what? Ladies. Oh, I see sexy, she's gone. But, you know, I never asked y'all. Anybody got anything they want to get off their chest? Anything want to be said?
Well, shit. Ain't nothing curious about it. I mean, I know what I like and I know what I like to do. And shit. I go on record. You know, I'm a very oral person, so I like to get hit, period. And shit, a woman don't have to, you don't have to be curious to know that you like to eat pussy, but you don't want her to, you know, you don't want to do, but you don't want her to do you. Like, that's neat.
I'll do you. You don't have to do me. Don't worry about that. I'll get mine from doing you. There's nothing curious about that. I know what I like.
So you wait a minute now. Let me get this right. You say you like.
I'm about to say
like
the same thing.
Right.
What was your question? What was your question?
You say you like eating pussy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Do the good rapper know this?
He is aware that I have done it before. Yes.
Now you do know that I you was on the anti brigade for a long time about this, right?
I was on an anti brigade about having a threesome in my relationship.
Oh, so the truth is, you're just a selfish motherfucker. You want it all the way around. You just don't want nobody else to have it all the way around.
Call it what you want. But again, I've grown. So now I'm open to suggestions at this point. And that's not to say that, you know, that's how it's always going to be. But at this point, yes, it is something that, I mean, I'm not going to lie. It's always been something that I wanted to do. I just don't want you doing it with my man. Let's just say, like, right now. Like I said, I'm open to doing it. It's like, how can I put this?
Please put it some type of way.
I'm about to.
Because right now, what me and you have
is... What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Because you ain't been communicating with me.
I mean, like, where I'm at right now is something that I want to do. So... I'm not going to say, no, we can't do it. I just, you know, my problem is afterwards.
Okay, so now, hold on, because I'm just trying to get this straight. So you have indulged with the woman-on-woman action, just not with him?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes, before him.
Okay. Okay, Janine, I'm like I said, I've been speechless a lot tonight, and that was another one that just got me speechless because this motherfucker here been just, I mean, damn, I've been ready to call and see Dolores Tucker. She been campaigning so hard against this shit for the past 2 years. Boy, you know you ain't right. You look as though you ain't right. You didn't put that man through all that hell this whole time. You got you one on the side.
I lost her. I'm mad.
Wow. Wow.
Well, she moved.
Her phone ain't on no more. And I don't know how else to get in touch with her. I still have my pictures. If I ever see it brought again, I'm not wasting no time. I'm coming up. I'm at a point right now where it's like, okay, I've been thinking about it so hard because it is something that I want to do. You know what I mean? So I wouldn't go into it you know, with that attitude, like, he want to do it, so I'm just going to do it to please him. No, I want to do it too. But, well, I'm right now, I'm like, okay.
I mean, you just got slim pickings down here, too. Just slim pickings.
Hold up, I'm sorry to cut you off, but she sounds like she's going to get a shuffle of cord or something. Oh, this slim picking down here. Hey, you said, I remember when you was little, your grandma used to go right that way if you say that, Gary. Your grandma used to go right off Chase Street to that little cornfield. That's where they used to pick their greens and stuff.
Yeah, I know.
And they come out, woo, it was slim pickings out there today. But nothing out there today. How's Janine coming from the club? Woo, the slim pickings in here. Ain't nothing out here.
I mean, hell, I have seen a lot of people that struck my fancy, but then it's like, you got too many it's too many reasons why, no. I don't.
No, then
I'm
they get to talking. First off, they get to talking.
Yes.
They ghetto as hell, or they drink too much, or they smoke. You know, I don't like all that smoking and stuff. I mean, you just can't find the right person. It's just. You know,
I just can tell you, I
can
just tell you nasty, and like I said, it's like I want to
know my mouth
on you. I want,
you know what I'm saying?
So
yeah, I got to know you clean.
Exactly.
We could take a bath together, bitch. Shit.
You know, and there's some people that a bath is just not gonna do it. You just your shit just been too many places. I can't do it. I'm very confused.
Oh, you talking about nasty like that.
I'm talking about just nasty, period. Just like your whole demeanor is nasty. Like, I see so many, you know what I'm saying, so much potential until you. Nope.
Yeah.
You just blew it.
I was going to say that.
Okay.
I ain't found nobody I thought was just, like, caught my fancy. I just ain't even seen that shit.
I really got to ask Liquorstore. Liquorstore, what is your particular? I don't even know how to. I mean, because you just got me in total awe now. What is your thing? I mean, what do you look for in a woman?
I don't know. I mean, I hate to say a whole package because if a man says that, you'd be like, all right, your standards are too high. But you mean physically?
Yeah.
Well, I love all people. But I'm a small woman, so I cannot do a person that's a whole lot bigger than me. So somebody that's like my size or, you know what I'm saying, within my grasp. You know, because I'm a small person, so, and I like, you know, I like a big ass booty. I do.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And pretty. You ain't got to be, because I'm not, you know what I'm saying, the belle of the ball, but you can't be ugly. You cannot be ugly. And you got to have nice teeth.
Wow. I am too outdone. I don't know about you, Janine, but
feminine women. I cannot do no boy if she's got to be feminine.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. She got to be feminine. I don't like no food.
Nah, I can't be saying no motherfucking talk about no. Hey, fam, move out the way, folks. Bitch, if you don't sit your ass down some motherfucking way.
No studs, you know. I like girls that look like girls, you know, long, pretty hair, and I'm more of the titty person. I like the girl with big titties. If she looks like me, that'd be perfect.
motherfucker say I'm arrogant. Okay. All right.
I got good taste. And shit, listen, Elsie, if you listening, my number ain't changed. Call me.
I got good taste.
And she's perfect for the deal. I'm to the point now where it's like, shit, I want to do it so bad to where I'm damn near willing to break that. I got to do the picking rule. It's like, shit, set it up, and I'm there. You know what? And I think it is due to the fact that I am sexually deprived. If I was getting dick down like I was supposed to be, I probably wouldn't think about it so much.
That's all I can say for the rest of the night. That is that. Boy, I tell you.
What is there not to love about a woman? What is there not to love about a woman? Everything. But you know what? And I like real well because I can't do eyelashes that's so damn long, look like you about to take flight. I can't do them claws on your fingernails. I can't do that. I can't do it. I'm very picky.
She can't be ghetto.
I don't need no ghetto bra to talk about. Oh, Red Hennessy. We can't. You got to go.
And I'm willing to share. I just can't find nobody that I like. Well, I just can't find nobody, period. I just need to get out more. Find somewhere to find somebody.
And get my
old life back. All of Indianapolis will be in an uproar. This bitch that came down, yeah.
Somebody who just, shit, needs to be satisfied orally. Like, you know what? You look like you need a good tongue lashing.
You know what? It's time for us to get ready to get up out of here. I'm just too outdone for tonight's show. I am too outdone. Yeah. Oh my God. Lick and Stoke, you got any last words before we get up out of here?
City bitches. I'll be back next week.
Okay. Jadine, you got any last words before we get up out of here?
Yes. It was a great show. I'm going to give me some pussy soon on later. And I will be on here next week.
Thank everybody for calling. Go ahead.
I was like, it's been so long, I'm going to have to get some first before I share.
I heard that.
Like,
look,
thank
you got to do a test.
I've been like, wait a minute.
Thank everybody for calling in. Thank everybody that was listening via internet. We're going to do this the same way next week. Oh, my God. Slick Mick, I see you, baby. All right, y'all. It's your boy, Kaz. We out for the week. I'm going to holler at y'all next week. I'm gone. I'm out of here. Bye.